off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Morning, Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, but it's so much more than that. Want to welcome officially to the show. I'm going to try it again because everybody's kind of weak the first time around this morning. Hey, Mackenzie's here. Mackenzie's part of the show. What up?
Oh, good morning.
There we go.
Thank you so much. I know this morning we gave a slow clap. We're all waking up.
Yeah. Nothing personal. I'm just tired, you know.
No, thank you so much. It's so exciting to be here.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's switch it up. How was your day yesterday, Mackenzie? I mean,
my day was phenomenal. I shot commercials. So I do locally here. I do lots of different commercials all over the place, all over the United States. But in Indy, I did commercials for Andy Moore.
Okay. That's a big car dealership.
Big car dealership.
Listening in Houston, like, huh? Who's Andy?
I don't know. Andy. So that's just, yep. Oh, and there's one popping. Yep.
It is very weird for me, and I don't know if I'll ever get used to it, to look to my left and see Mackenzie, then to my right to see her. Now, I like the look you have on TV. You're almost like sexy librarian slash, what is that my teacher wearing? Is that emerald green?
So we did back to school. This is a back to school spot. So I love props. So they
I
gave
can't
me
look.
Little
I'm
glasses
closing my
and
eyes.
Books and all the fun things. I love all things. And radio, and television, all the things.
I've already got my first drop for Mackenzie. I love props. I'm going to go get that back so we can
give
play
me a
that
prop,
whenever.
And I am into it. So I made some TV magic. It was fun yesterday.
Now, if you were a teacher looking at your commercial there for Andy Moore, what would you want to teach?
Ooh.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would be a gym teacher. Hey, come on. We're going to play dodgeball.
Come on, everybody.
Let's go.
I would teach probably English because okay. I love to write. I love, yeah, all those things. Or theater. Theater. Okay. I would teach theater.
I'm glad you're here if it's English because Lord knows we don't know how to spell on this show.
Joe, what'd you do yesterday?
My day yesterday was quite awesome. I got to hang out with my wife last night. We really struggle, and I think everybody can, with being distracted and not actually spending time with each other when we get home because we kind of pass like two ships in the night with me going to bed early and her getting home. But
do y'all have like a no phone rule when you're hanging out?
No. I wish we did,
okay. But
I actually hung out with her. She made an awesome dinner last night.
Ooh.
You can see it on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. But the really thing that got me is what she said to me about how lucky I am to have her. You can listen to the audio, Radio Now AM Show. But I watched the Bachelor in Paradise episode last night.
How was it?
It was good. Apparently, they got into a fight for the first time. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it, but I was really into it for about 10 minutes, and I got bored. It was the same old, hey, I'll make out with you make out with me kind of a thing.
A bunch of good-looking people. I mean, I just tune in, tune out. I'm not an avid watcher, but once in a while.
Yeah, they had me hooked for the first 5 or 10 minutes. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday? Is your microphone unmuted?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm not used to that.
There we go.
But it was good. Not too busy. I practiced for a cycle bar. I had my second job yesterday. I didn't get home till pretty late. So, yeah, just average day.
All right. Well, glad to have you here. Porkchop, what about you?
My day was pretty average and boring as well. I think the most exciting thing was I got some light bulbs replaced in my bathroom.
You were adulting so hard over
there.
No,
wait, did you do it or did you have the maintenance people do it?
I had to have the maintenance people do it because it's the really super long fluorescent light bulbs.
Oh.
And the lights in my bathroom have just been out for like the last month. And I had.
Oh my God.
How do you get ready?
I don't think he has been.
He takes his phone. I leave the door open so the hallway light is on, or like there's a side little like. What's the washing
the
machine?
The struggle is real
washing
for Porkchop.
So the motivation to finally get this fixed was I had someone kind of over like this weekend.
In your bed.
They went to use
that
the
light
bathroom.
Definitely worked on the side of the bed. That one worked.
Like, I can't see.
I'm glad when they put the lights on, were you like, oh, can see now. Yes, let there be light.
Game changer.
Wow, and he dresses so much better now. Maybe it's because there was no light before.
He's looking so sharp.
All right, well, poor Chad, we're glad to see that you've finally seen the light. Hey, looking for the first caller today? Is that going to be you? Let us know what's going on with you this morning. 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, it's a familiar voice, but she's now part of the show doing the garbage this morning. Please welcome Mackenzie.
Aw, thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. We have a lot to get to. Katie Holmes, Jamie Foxx are donezo. After 6 years of dating, they're going their separate ways. This is crazy because it really the whole time they were together, they've been denying they were even a couple. And now they're split.
That's kind of how my marriage is to my wife. It's been like 7 years, but I don't think she's acknowledged it publicly.
He's like, he's my friend. Joe's a
good
guy.
I know him.
I know that dude. Well, the news of the split came just 3 days after Jamie was spotted holding hands with a young singer named Sela in L.A. So he's definitely moved on already. Do you think Tom Cruise is happy? Because Jamie, Tom Cruise were buddies, and then when he and Katie Holmes split, Jamie Foxx kind of moved in there.
I don't know, but that's one thing. I know Tom Cruise is a small guy, but I would have never moved on his lady because he's just so crazy.
He is crazy.
Allegedly. Hey, Tom, you're cool, man. What up?
Don't make him mad.
You and your aliens. It's all good.
Well, Macklemore has some big news. He is now a team owner. Macklemore is joining Ciara and Russell Wilson in the ownership of the Seattle Sounders.
So excited to join this ownership group. My name is Macklemore. I am from Seattle, Washington. I grew up just up the street here on Capitol Hill, about 6 minutes away from this park right here. This is history right here.
All their music they're playing at the games will be Macklemore music now.
Exactly.
And
hey, make that money. Well, Billie Eilish is excited. She has topped. She has dethroned Lil Nas because Bad Guy has hit number one. The song moved up from all the spots. It was number two. And then after weeks and weeks and weeks, hit the top spot. So she's very excited. But Billie says, you know, I'm very pumped about the success, but she really misses playing more intimate shows.
I used to do shows and just like walk off stage into the audience and meet everyone, you know, and I can't do that anymore.
Now she's kind of big time.
You know what? I wouldn't mind the big fame because along with that comes the money, but that's just me.
Cha-ching! Yeah, I think I like when they play dive bars once in a while.
That's cool if you can say you saw somebody before they blew up.
Exactly.
Like, that's a cool little story.
Absolutely. Like if you met The Rock before he blew up. We want to say congrats to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He and his longtime girlfriend, Lauren, they got married. Very small ceremony in Hawaii. I'm sorry, our invitations must have got lost in the mail.
I asked poor Chet to check. He has been... I don't think he's been checking the mailbox like he says he was.
Dang it. Well, they're an adorable couple. They already have two kids together, so love to see them all happy in married bliss.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Love is what he's cooking.
All right, there we go. Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Please welcome to the show. Now part of the show, we got Mackenzie in the house, and you might know her from, if you're in Indy, well, that's a loud clap now. Liz had her coffee.
I love it. It gets louder every time. Thank
I know. From Andy Moore, TV commercials, but we're so glad to have you here on the show as a permanent fixture, and definitely look forward to getting to know you more this morning. One thing I thought we could do is play a game. You ever heard of Two Truths and a Lie?
Of course. Okay. One of my favorites.
All you got to do is... to play the game, if you want to do it with your friends, is write down three things. Two of them need to be true, and one needs to be a lie. And then they need to figure out, well, which one's the lie? So, Mackenzie, if you would indulge us, why don't we... wait, does Porkchop have the answers to this? Because I don't want him cheating and getting like 3 for 3 or getting it right, I mean.
I might have seen them.
Okay. Then, Liv, you and I are playing the game here, because Mr. Cheater Pants over there, I don't know about all that. Let's hear your first one. What do you got?
Okay, do you want me to do all three or just one and then you can decipher the lie?
Yeah, don't tell us. We'll hear all three, then we'll figure out which one is the lie and which two we think is actually you being truthful.
Okay, here we go. I received a bomb threat.
That's pretty scary. Okay.
Number two. I was Miss Teen Indiana, but I lost my sash.
How could you lose? Oh my, how do you not wear that all the time? Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have all these personal side comments, but okay.
Number three. My uncle was bitten by a monkey.
So two of those are true? I mean, honestly, working in radio or anything, you worked in TV too. Like, bomb threats unfortunately happen. We got crazy people in the world.
Yes.
Anybody, I mean, nowadays it's accessible to see a monkey. You could be bitten.
You could.
I mean, I've been near a monkey. Thank God they haven't bitten me. And you're very pretty. I could see you being, what was it, Miss Indiana or?
Back in the day, Miss Teen.
Miss Teen. She was a young one. All right, I think I know which one's the lie. Do you have a guess, Liv, like locked in that you think's the lie?
I don't think her uncle was bit by a monkey.
That's what I was going to say, too. I don't think her uncle was bit by a monkey. It's possible, but I'm going to say that's the lie.
What? That is true. 100% true. My uncle has been bitten by a monkey, not once, but twice.
Okay, hold up. Explain. Does this guy just have a pocket full of bananas?
My uncle Jeff, two times in Mexico, there's a guy with a monkey on a leash you could take a picture with, and he was bitten twice by a monkey.
Did he pay extra for getting bit?
Right in the calf.
Oh my God. Like, I would just kick the monkey. I'd be so scared. I'm like, get off me.
I'd be scared of like diseases.
I was just saying, like, well, there goes my leg. All right, cool. It was worth it. Wait, was it the same trip he got bit twice or two separate times?
It was the same, within the same week, both in Mexico.
But did he go back to the same guy with the monkey?
I don't know if it was the same monkey.
What's wrong with your Uncle Jeff?
A word to the wise. Do not go near monkeys on leashes in Mexico.
No kidding. Okay? Just leave them for the TV shows. Okay, so that was true.
That was true.
Then,
so also true, I did receive a bomb threat back in the day.
Now, where were you at when this bomb threat occurred?
I was at a local mall here, and it was my very first job. I was 15 years old. And the phone rings, and it's just me and my manager. And I pick up, and this was like when Scream was all the rage, the movie Scream. And he was like, "Do you like scary movies?" And I was like, "Ah, ha, ha." I thought it was a friend. And he was like, "I put a bomb in your store." And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Who is this? Stop kidding around." No, it was a psycho, like, had called.
But wait, was there really an actual bomb or just a threat?
I evacuated. I don't. And then the mall security, no, it was just a threat. There was no bomb. But this was like children's clothing store. And I was on the phone with this maniac forever thinking it was someone pranking us. No, it was legit a bomb threat.
Well, that's traumatic and fun.
I know. And I was 15. I'm like, I don't make enough for this. I'm out of here.
The discount's not worth it.
But like $8 an hour or whatever it was at the time. I was like, I'm out of here. So the lie was I was not Miss Teen Indiana. Wah, wah.
Did you ever do any pageant stuff or no?
I didn't. I wanted to. I was never brave enough. I think
really?
Those girls were awesome. But I had the wave down and I wanted to do it, but I never did it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, I feel like we know you a little bit more, but now I'm still confused about your Uncle Jeff and why he got bit by a monkey two times.
Isn't that a cool story, though?
That kind of scares me, yes. Now I'm afraid to go anywhere near the monkey, even at a zoo. Mackenzie, thanks for letting us to get to know you a little bit. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. If you hear a new voice in the background, please welcome to the show, Mackenzie. Now, you're a mom. I wonder if you've been annoyed by the song Baby Shark.
Yes. I loved it at first, and then I heard it 24/7, but I'm kind of on the rebound. I kind of am liking it again.
Then this might make you and other parents out there appreciate it, because a mom says that song, as annoying as it is, actually helped save her 4-year-old boy. Check this story out.
Just picked him up with my right arm and just swam as fast as I could. I just remembered seeing Baby Shark, and I'm just sitting there singing out loud Baby Shark, thinking that she's gonna think I'm nuts.
Like, I don't know how to thank someone adequately who gives you your child back.
Now, why were they singing Baby Shark? Because while her son was struggling in the pool, another woman rescued the kid, but he was starting to drown, so they did CPR, and there's a couple of songs. Staying Alive has the perfect rhythm to do that, but also, I guess, Baby Shark, compress that chest right, and yeah, they saved the little kid. He's going to be just fine. So
I love to hear that. That's great for everyone to know.
So I guess we need to play it some more. I won't do it for you right now.
It's a lifesaver. Oh, come on.
Does anybody here struggle with an afternoon nap? Because I do more than just an hour. It's more like an afternoon, like, sloth fest.
Yeah, and then you wake up like a zombie.
Yes, that's how my life is right now. The health benefits of an afternoon nap have always been like, yeah, it's good for you to get a little hour or two. But now they're Researchers saying excessive daytime napping may come with a red flag. Researchers say the trait could now be an early warning sign of Alzheimer's.
What?
Yeah, in a recent study, researchers found the disease directly attacks part of the brain responsible for keeping us awake. Now, scientists aren't trying to alarm people who enjoy a regular nap, but they say adults who develop a new pattern of daytime napping, particularly with their nighttime sleep that doesn't change, might want to pay attention to that.
So I always thought napping was a good thing. The more sleep, the better, but no?
Yeah, so I just something to be aware of. I don't know. I sleep forever, so who knows what's going on with me. People who use emojis in text are having more pancake flipping time.
Really?
And they go on more dates. So
okay, who do you use? Because dudes, some dudes use emojis. Most women do. Some dudes don't. Do you emoji?
As a married man, I do. I don't think I would do it if my wife didn't do it and I was a single guy. But I feel like, yeah, as a married man, I do the emojis and I'll send her stuff. I don't drop the eggplant in there, but I send her other little kissy faces. I'll type like K-I-S-S and send her a little... Right
what
there.
About you, Porkchop? Are you an emoji dude?
I emoji all the time. The thumbs up,
yeah,
the smiley
he does.
Face, the hands like raising in the air.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, they're saying if you do that, then they surveyed more than 5,000 single adults in the U.S. and they found those who use emojis and text messages are more likely to have second dates, kiss their dates, and have a higher number of partners they're flipping pancakes with. So Porkchop, you're back out on the prowl. You better only use emojis.
He's got a hot date coming up.
No actual words, pure emoji. Okay, and what is the most hated chore in America? Researchers surveyed Americans about chores and found that the average person spends 690 hours a year on household chores. What is the number one chore you guys hate? I'll give you the top five.
Cleaning the toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be number one, right?
Dishes.
What about you, Liv?
I have no idea.
All right, you just love
taking
doing
out
them
the
all.
Trash.
All right, well, they say the number one thing that we hate are doing the dishes, but I would agree with Mackenzie.
The toilet.
The toilet is way worse than doing dishes.
The toilet's fun and easy.
I have to, like, mentally prepare myself for the toilet. I'm like, okay, we got this. Let's go in quick.
Did Porkchop just say that the toilet's fun?
Yeah, like cleaning the toilet. It's fun
you
and
think
easy.
It's, okay, how do you make it fun and easy?
I don't know, because the juice is so blue. Like when you squirt the juice and you have to get it just right.
Just
and then
like,
you let it sit.
No,
you don't have to do anything. You squirt some juice
it's
and let it sit.
Just like Baby Shark, because there's a bunch of do around the toilet. Bowl.
I think I'm a germaphobe, no, so it ekes me out even getting close.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Yeah, they say laundry, cleaning the bathroom, sweeping or vacuuming, and cooking and grocery shopping. Maybe it's a guy thing, but I feel so bad. My wife asked me to go, but I hate grocery shopping.
You do?
I loathe
it. I love it.
What do you like about it? I'm like, get out of my way, old lady with the shopping. Cart move.
I spend way too much. Never go hungry. That's always my main mistake. I'm always go in there starving and I get way too much food and then it goes to waste.
And I don't know how we celebrate it. It's definitely self-serving, but today is a special day, ladies and gentlemen. It's National Radio Day.
What?
So I don't know what that means.
That's perfect for my first day.
There you go.
This is
you
so
couldn't,
cool.
couldn't have picked a better day. So love congratulations it. If you're listening right now and working radio. It's your special day. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see this up on our website. Also, we will put a swipe up link online on our Instagram to search for Radio Now AM Show. Time for the song of the day. You get to pick what song you think is best for the category that we throw out simply by texting the word song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. I would like to go first today if that's cool with everybody. And my song I present to you, it's sad, obviously. It's a tearjerker, songs that make you cry. And anytime I hear this song, I cry, and I think it's because I heard it after my dad passed away, but if you ever lost a loved one at all, you will cry when you hear Brad Paisley and Dolly Parton, When I Get Where I'm Going.
I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear.
Yeah, mascara alert. Should have thrown that one out there. If you want to vote for that song, all you got to do is text song to 52140. Mackenzie, what song do you have today for song of the day?
Well, Joe, keeping on the country theme here, Cole Swindell, Luke Bryan, they tried to do a concert in Indy, got rained out, rescheduled for October 11th. I say that because my tearjerker song, if you've lost someone, if you're missing someone, if you experience something and you think to yourself, man, you should be here. I chose Cole Swindell's You Should Be Here.
You should be here, standing with your arm around me here.
cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments.
Ah yes, Cole Swindell. Text us 52140 to vote for Michael.
Yeah, the word song. All right, Live the Web Girl, what song do you got today for the song of the day? The category is biggest tearjerker song. It's going to make you cry.
I have Back to December by Taylor Swift. If you have ever broken up with anyone during high school, grade school, or college, you listen to this song because it's so emotional.
So this is me swallowing my pride, standing in front of you, saying I'm sorry for that.
That's okay. A good one. That's
Man,
a good one.
Interesting. We've all went with country today. We didn't have to. It's just maybe it's because country's so sad. Nothing about losing a dog, though. All right, Pork Chop. By the way, if you want to vote for Liv, 52140, text the word song. That's S-O-N-G. Pork Chop, wrapping it up with you. What song do you have for the song of the day?
Now, I know this is all very sad, and you've all picked very good songs, but when it's a child or a young kid that passes away.
Oh, man.
You are so desperate.
A lot harder. And it's a lot, you know, it's a terrible thing. So if you have lost someone that's young, I want to remember them right now with my song, the band Perry, When I Die Young.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn.
If I Die Young. Come on, if you're going to pull the baby kid dying thing, you got to get the song title right. If you want to vote for that for Pork Chop.
If I Die Young.
No, you didn't. If you want to vote for that song, If I Die Young by the band Perry for Pork Chop, text the word song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. And recapping everybody's songs this morning, that's what Pork Chop had. Liv had Back to December by Taylor Swift. Mackenzie had Cole Swindell, You Should Be Here. And myself, Joe, I had Brad Paisley and Dolly Parton, When I Get Where I'm Going. You vote for what song you think's the biggest tearjerker and makes you cry, and we will play it coming up after the Jonas Brothers Sucker. That's 52140. Text the word song. Song of the day, the category today. Kind of a sad one, but hey, you can't be happy all the time. You got to cry, right, to enjoy the good stuff.
Get it out.
the theme today was biggest tearjerker song. It kind of makes you cry when you hear it. Here's a little recap of what we got. Myself, Joe, I went with Brad Paisley, When I Get Where I'm Going.
I will love and have no fear.
Oh, man, I'm going to start crying right now. Someone's going to have to get the snot out of my eye, out of my mouth.
Here you go. Here's a tissue.
All right. Mackenzie, she had Cole Swindell, You Should Be Here.
You should be here, standing with your arm around me here.
Live the Web Girl went with Taylor Swift, Back to December.
I go back to December all the time.
And producer Pork Chop, he went with a good band, the band Perry. All siblings, by the way, a little fun fact. If I Die Young.
Send me away with the words of a love song.
Uh-oh. All right, he is feverishly calculating all the texts that you did this morning at 52140. That's the number you need to save in your phone because you text the word song and then you get to vote for that song, that theme. And still waiting. Mackenzie, are you nervous? Because this is your first official on the record. You were here before just kind of, you know, hanging out with us. Now you're part of the show.
I know. This is a big deal.
I mean,
I'm pulling for the win.
Do you really want to win your first day? I would want to.
Of course I want it, but I don't know. I think Pork Chop may have the heater.
We shall see.
He's feverishly calculating all the votes right now.
So I've got all the numbers. I could, like, waste time and get the percentages, or I could just...
Just tell us.
It's a blowout.
It's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I won.
I knew it. He gets that look in his face. He's just like,
I don't have
me.
A good poker face.
I won. No, you don't.
Oh, here comes Mr. Braggadocious this morning. Pork Chop's like, hey, I got percentages if you want to know how much I won. Song of the day, by the way, that was the band Perry, If I Die Young. And the category was biggest cheerjerker song, kind of makes you cry.
Yeah, and they're also an awesome group. They're brothers and sister, and they've been through a lot going from pop to country to pop. And you know,
I love that song. Yeah, it's a good one. I did win with 37% of the vote, by the way.
Oh, by the way, just sliding
you.
That in there.
Really, really appreciate that.
Just side note.
Thank you so much for the update. Okay, I am not a big fan of this, but I'm sure that Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, are certainly going to be happy about this. this is what temperature you should keep your house at. And it blows my mind because it sounds like I'm in the desert. Consumer Reports released some setting recommendations for your air conditioners. They say it's going to help down, cut down the energy and save you some money with the cost. The coolest, the absolute coolest, they say you should keep your house in your home in the summer, 78 degrees when you're home. Or are you kidding me?
Okay, what is your set at right now?
Like 70? Like 69?
See, I would guess yours was set at like 65.
Oh, yeah.
You like it cold.
Oh, I would. I got to argue with my wife. She's like, it's too expensive. We're going to go broke. But I'm like, we should go broke so I can stay cold.
So you have it at 70. Mine's a 71. What about you guys?
I know my parents keep theirs at 79 at home, which
really?
Is outrageous. But mine is 77 right now. But that's because I'm not home and it's just like the cats. So
yeah,
the
your poor cats. Yeah, I don't die.
No, they're fine.
Liv, what do you have your set at?
Well, I don't have AC in my apartment.
Okay.
So it's just whatever my fans can do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We have, this was funny. Before coming on board, I was like, I asked Porkchop, I'm like, what do you guys battle about the most? And he said the thermostat. And here in the studio, he's like, when you come in, make sure and you bring a coat or a sweater, even in the summer. I've said, okay.
Yeah, I'm wearing a winter jacket right now.
It's impossible to even do anything with our stuff because we could have it where the same temperature it's at right now, and tomorrow it could feel like 1,000 degrees. It could feel like we're in hell.
Oh, interesting.
And then today it's like ice cold. So I would rather be ice cold than sweating everywhere. So I'm even a little chilly, but I'll take it over the extreme heat. They also say while you're at work or away, they recommend the setting at 85. Are you kidding
85?
Me?
85? The tropics up in there.
I know. Am I having a greenhouse inside of my place? What am I growing there?
And I like it warm, but whew, that's hot.
Like, oh, great. I'm walking into Florida. This is wonderful.
It's like hot yoga all the time.
And this is something I could not do because I need it cold. When you're sleeping, Energy Star says to set the thermostat at 82 degrees.
See, I like to sleep. I like it cold when I sleep, and then I like to get comfy under the covers.
Yeah, I sleep naked, not to try to turn anybody
on.
You do? Yes. Well, I mean, I understand, like, that's not the safest idea if your house burns down, for sure. But in general, yeah, I sleep naked because, I mean, it's comfortable. Your body is meant to be nude.
Does your wife sleep naked? Is that too personal? I was just wondering.
No, it's not too personal. Sometimes, I don't know. I think she likes to wear pajamas. She's a pajama kind of gal.
So you're just there, all out, and she's, like, in her cute little pajama set.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we used to have matching ones, but I gotta.
Oh, well, that's adorable.
Got a tear in the butt cheek, so we can't continue that tradition anymore.
So you're like, forget it, nothing, all or nothing.
All or nothing. Hey, tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. I'd like to know if anybody else agrees with the extreme temperatures that they're recommending. Because if you do, well, you're crazy and you're insane.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, please welcome as a new fixture on the show, Mackenzie, doing the garbage this morning.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm so happy to be here hanging out. Let's get to it. Well, Miley Cyrus was busted getting it on with rumored new girlfriend Caitlin Carter at Soho House in West Hollywood. Okay, according to Spies, they were obsessed with each other, could not keep their hands off of each other. The two ladies were seen making out everywhere. In the bathroom, at the bar, middle of the dance
floor.
Hold
on, bathroom? Is it
the
ever
ladies
hot
room
in the bathroom? No way.
That's like every dude's fantasy. That's what you think we do in there. But these two were actually, you know, making out. There's no question they are together. Of course, this comes very soon after the news that Miley and her hubby Liam Hemsworth called it quits, and Caitlyn and her hubby Brody Jenner went their separate ways. So now the ladies are in love, or at least in lust, it seems.
So that's what happens. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Joe does not have a problem with this.
No, not really. Just the whole bathroom's kind of gross to me.
Moving on to Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, she is in love with her hubby, Will, but says the two aren't really cut out for conventional marriage.
Hardest thing you'll ever do is be married.
Yeah, she says in a new interview that they are together, they're life partners, but they don't like marriage. She says it's a golden cage, swallow the key. Before she agreed to get married, she's like, this is going to kill me. And every so often, it damn near does.
But it's okay. I get that, but doesn't that kind of like make it easy then to get out of marriage if you're like, well, I don't really like it. It's kind of confining. Well, yeah, it's an idea. You're supposed to commit to that one person forever. I mean, it is kind of confining.
What do you think about those two, though? They're said to have an open relationship.
I mean, you know what? It works for them. I mean, at least they seem from the outside like everything's awesome.
Yeah, they do. So, hey, Whatever works.
If I had that kind of money, I'd be in any kind of relationship my wife wanted.
There you go. Speaking of money, has anyone ever been watching the latest 90210 reboot on Fox?
I have not.
You haven't.
Have
I was. I cannot wait. I've DVR'd everything. I was obsessed with it back in the day. Well, Tori Spelling, a.k.a. Donna Martin, she's yet to pay off over $88,000 she owes to American Express. Now the cops are getting involved. Tori Spelling was ordered to pay almost $88,000 to American Express a few years back because she failed to make credit card payments. She still owes a ton of money. And now the people, you know, the cops are saying, hey, we know you're doing this reboot. We know you're getting paid. Hello, Missy.
It's like, hey, can you take me out of the promo? Can you not mention me in the credits?
No, even bigger news, I think, is that she and Brian Austin Green, David Silver from the show, admit they totally used to hook up back in the day all the time. So they were a TV couple and hooking up behind the scenes.
Come on, we all knew that was happening, though.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child, she is set to star in a new Lifetime Christmas movie, and she's thrilled about it. Kelly says the movie's called Merry Little Christmas, little L-I-D-D-L-E.
So I wonder where you're going with that. I'm like, it doesn't sound that happy.
Merry Little Christmas. Kelly will be Jackie, a successful single tech entrepreneur who hosts her dysfunctional family in their new home over the holidays. I'm telling you, these Lifetime original movies, the holiday ones, addicting. You sit down for 2 seconds, you get sucked into
you
the entire
You get sucked
thing.
Into those kind of movies.
I do. This is one of the 28 original Christmas movies that Lifetime is planning just to release this year. 28 Christmas movies. Some other titles you may have seen: A Very Nutty Christmas, Finding Mr. Claus, A Nanny for Christmas, Becoming Santa.
Those all sound like inappropriate adult movies to me, but hey, all right, Mackenzie with the garbage.
There you go.
Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. She hung out with us because she's a friend a couple of weeks ago, but now she's officially part of the show. Please welcome Mackenzie.
Thank you so much.
What up? Hey.
The intro gets better and better every time you do it.
Woo, thank you. Hold on. Let me make it the best.
That was the best yet.
We're going to put a picture up of Mackenzie, too, on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, so that you can make sure you check her out, give her some love, and give her a follow if you're not already doing so. That'll be up there shortly, Radio Now AM Show. So the number to call in, 833-563-2539. Mackenzie's got a story that has us asking, what did your kids say that just absolutely blew your mind?
Right? Okay, so school recently just started. Mm-hmm. All the kiddos, what are we going to wear for the first day of school? I was talking to my little girl, who's amazing, my little Lucy. She is 9. She's in the 4th grade. So we were going through outfit ideas, and she was so funny. She had these cute... She has a bunch of shorts, a bunch of clothes, and she's like, yeah, but mommy, I can't wear, like, booty shorts. And
booty,
I said,
booty, booty,
what? I was like, what'd you say? She's like, yeah, I think these are too much of, like, booty shorts. And I had no idea at 9. She knew what booty shorts were.
Really? You didn't? I thought she would. Now, do you ever wear booty shorts?
No.
Okay, so she wouldn't have picked it up or seen it at home. But I guess
I'm vacuuming my booty shorts.
I'm not surprised, though. I feel like, I mean, that is young. That would kind of freak me out if I was a parent. But were you surprised that you really were surprised that she knew what booty shorts were?
It's just funny because when you're a parent, like, and I'm still shocked. When I go to parent-teacher conferences, I'm like, this is weird. I'm the parent here. It's just so funny. So when they say things for the first time, you're just like, where did they get that? How do they know that? And it's mind-blowing. It's funny.
833-563-2539. Will you call in and share with us like what your kid said that just blew your mind, or maybe it was your grandkid? I mean, so what were you thinking when she said booty shorts?
I was laughing. And then I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're not going to wear booty shorts to school. She says things all the time. Like, I posted something, a selfie. She's like, Mom, that is so cringy.
Where is she hearing these words at? You're not saying cringy?
Because she's 9 going on about 17. I mean, it's just so funny to me. You're like, where do you pick this up? And then I'm like, oh, and then I was like paranoid. I'm like, is that cringy?
I don't know. I think I'd be cringing if she's like, Mom, I want booty shorts like all my other friends. I'm like, Who are you hanging out with?
Now, do you want kids, Joe?
Yes. Oh, my God. If I had it my way, my wife would have been pregnant years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we're waiting another year or two before we actually try to start a family. But I dream of having kids, even though I'm sure this will be awkward stuff like you're dealing with.
Would you be very protective of what your, especially a daughter, wears?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she'll be straight up in a turtleneck like her whole life.
Oh, yeah. She's never going to have any sun. She'll thank me, though, because she's going to have really fair skin, no skin cancer. And, yeah, her skin will never see the light of day. I will be the most overprotective father, which means my daughter will rebel and hate me.
Probably.
I just know that. There will be no booty shorts. Like, could you imagine your little 9-year-old having, like, shorts that say juicy on the back? I would lose my mind.
You would die, right?
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
So funny because kids say things, and then you're totally embarrassed, especially if they say them out loud. So what did your kiddo say that just literally you could not believe that came out of their mouth? 833-563-2539.
833-563-2539. What did you spend money on when you were drunk? My wife, Lindsay, had to call and she had to make an apology and kind of do take-backsies. My wife left a $120 tip on kind of like a little shuttle bus or like a limo thing they were taking around for a bachelorette party.
Get it, girl?
No.
Was the driver like, hallelujah?
They were until the next morning when she called and asked to take the tip off.
She did?
Yes.
What?
She took it back?
Yes, my wife was drunk along with all the other girls on this bachelorette party. They were up in Michigan where one of our friends is from, and they went over this weekend, and everything was covered. Tip was included. Like, the driver was taken care of, but my wife, for whatever reason, really loved this driver. It's like, I want to give you $120 tip. So out comes the credit card. She's like, are you sure? She's like, yes, swipe it.
Isn't a tip like a kind of no take back thing?
That's what I always thought. But because I'm so cheap in this case, I say, good girl. She called the next day and she's like, hey, I apologize, but did something happen? Like, did somebody throw up in the vehicle or what? Why is there a $120 charge on my card? Like, oh, well, ma'am, you wanted to tip above and beyond $120 because you, whatever reason, really like the driver. She's like, oh, crap. Can you take that off?
Oh, and, I feel so bad for the driver.
And the driver's like, oh, no problem. Like, womp, womp, womp. But I'm wondering at 833-563-2539, what did you spend money on? What did you blow money on when you were drunk? Because can anybody top $120? I think that's a lot of money, but I'm sure somebody can set the bar a little higher than that. 833-563-2539.
I bought tickets for a Clemson versus University of Louisville game in Clemson. So I was in South Carolina. I was drunk, and me and my best friend paid $200 for tickets that ended up being fake. And
oh,
apparently
no.
They were super obviously fake. But one, we didn't know what Clemson tickets looked like. And two, we were drunk, so we couldn't tell. $200 for fake tickets.
Where do you find fake tickets like that? Is that like an eBay thing? Or?
No, like everyone, you know, just like people will just be around town because the entire city shuts down and is tailgating for this game. And you go every 10 feet, there's someone selling tickets, and majority of them are selling fake
and
tickets.
And they were fake.
But we didn't know because we weren't familiar with the area. But we ended up getting free tickets and ended up getting to go into the game anyways at the 50-yard line, like 8 rows up.
So it was kind of worth it then that you spent that much money on that.
Yeah, because we met these guys who were from Clemson who felt bad for us because we were crying on the side of the stadium. And so they gave us their tickets.
That's like a whole deal. I guess the only thing I've ordered recently, I ordered a complete set, like all these different Ariana Grande lip glosses that
what?
I did not
need. What are you,
need.
12?
It was like one of those ads that pops up on Instagram, and I'd had a few cocktails. I'm like, yes, yes, I need these. I'm my lip gloss. I want shiny. I want plumping. And then I kept getting these in the mail, and I'm like, how many of these did I order?
And were you drunk when you ordered this?
I mean, they're good lip gloss. Yes.
Oh,
but
Mackenzie.
Now I have 5 new lip glosses that I clearly don't need.
Okay, the bar has been set at $120. Can anybody top it? We'll find out. 833-563-2539. Lindsay, what happened to you?
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I, we both got super drunk. We were on like a boat, and we were all talking about the Garth Brooks concert where they were playing at Notre Dame. He was like the first like country singer to play there. So we decided we were going to buy the best tickets, and all of our friends were like, yeah, we'll go, which we're all drunk. And we spent almost $1,000 on everyone's ticket. But then we were like, later on, we like forgot we ordered them. And they were from Vivid Seats where you can't get a refund.
Oh,
so we decided to order another set. So we ordered $2,000 worth of tickets and couldn't get a refund. We called and explained, like, how drunk we were and, like, all this stuff. Nope. So then we also tried to sell them. Turns out there was a huge snowstorm the same night, and it's an outdoor stadium, so nobody wanted to go. So we had to eat the cost.
I can't believe that, because I went and saw Garth Brooks in concert. Lindsay, thank you for the call. And I feel like most shows, you could flip that and make so much money.
They're not cheap. I mean, that's a solid. Them. That was my little girl Lulu's her first concert, Garth Brooks.
Oh,
she
wow.
didn't love it because she didn't know any of the songs, obviously, but he gives a great show.
You know what, Lindsay? On the bright side, though, you had plenty of like arm room. You weren't cramped in those seats.
You could stretch out.
No kidding. You had plenty of room for fun and activities. Let's talk to Ashley real quick. Ashley, did you really blow your entire paycheck when you were drunk?
My entire paycheck. I was trying to be a badass, and I really regretted it the next morning.
What did you do?
Threw it on girls.
What do you mean threw it on girls?
All night.
Like Girl Scout cookies?
Oh!
No,
you made it rain is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody was throwing money, guys throwing money, and I was like, you know, I want to show them up. So threw all the money I brought with me. And realized I wasn't getting that back.
How much are we talking?
$900.
Oh,
wow. So you were popular that night.
Oh, my God. I've never had a bad feeling about the strip club,
well,
and now
I
you're making
like
me uncomfortable.
All the girls hugging me and saying thank you. And I'm
I bet they were.
I
no kidding.
And I was like, where's all my money?
It's gone. You know, I would have done like you ever see people that are really cheap and they'll put like a tape around a quarter and put it in like the pop machine or like put a dollar so they can pull it back out. That's what I'd done with like the stripper. I would have been like that one in commercial, like, you don't get it.
Oh, that's
I would have reeled my money back in. $900.
Those girls got to pay their rent, Joe.
Ashley, I don't think this is something to celebrate, but you are the winner. So congratulations.
Yeah. We're like, yay. Slow clap.
Yay, bands make her dance. Hey, this is fun unless you're a big loser.
I'm so scared right now.
Mackenzie, welcome officially to the show.
What a way to welcome me.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Especially if you roll a low number. You want to roll a 6 for Dare Dice. You do not want to roll a 1 because most likely unless somebody ties you and we have a roll off, you're the loser. And that means this time tomorrow, you will face the box of shame. And just to catch everybody up, some things that have been in the box of shame of the past. Well, let's see here. Last week we had Pork Chop have to go through the drive-thru. That was always fun.
And he was singing his order, which I loved.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad, but he did have to buy all of our breakfast. But there's other things that you could face, like the hot sauce tongue roulette. Will it be like a mild packet from Taco Bell, or will it be like some scorching hot sauce?
Oh, Lord.
What about the clothespin face, the baby bird food challenge, or the tic-tac-toe Sharpie? That's where we play tic-tac-toe on some part of your body. Most likely your face or your head. I would have the prime target for that with my bald head up there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But Pork Chop, as you brought up before, you do have that bald spot coming in. Maybe we could get a little mini game up there.
And then we could fill it in.
Even worse.
With marker.
I work at a really fancy steakhouse, and I work Wednesday night, so if I lose and get Tic Tac, you don't want to come into a fancy
Can you wear
steakhouse.
A hat?
You look like you have a face tat. It'll be awesome.
No.
You look tough.
They're not going to challenge you, like, okay, whatever he says. Yeah, that's what I'll take. That's what I'll order. All right, well, then why don't we do ladies first today?
Oh.
Mackenzie, you roll the die.
Oh, I get to go first?
I just think that would make it right. Why don't you go first?
Oh, man. Okay.
Now I'm going to lose anyway, so it doesn't matter who goes when.
Pork Chop has a successful track record of sucking, so you want to roll a 6. If you roll a 1, that ain't too good.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm literally sweating. I'm saying a little prayer silently.
Come on, give her a 1. Welcome her to the show. Welcome her to the show. It is a
3.
3.
Okay, not bad. A solid 3. Not good, not bad.
That's right in the middle. All right. Liv the Web Girl, why don't you step on over there and you give it a little roll. To be fair, Liv the Web Girl has had to face the box of shame. She had to do the actual cinnamon challenge. I'm sorry. What did she? She had to eat the whole onion.
A raw onion.
All right. How are you feeling, Liv? There's more people in the mix now.
I feel okay.
Okay, well, whenever you're ready, roll that die, and we'll see what it lands on.
Oh!
I got it, too! Oh, Mackenzie!
I feel bad for Liv, but happy for myself.
You're safe no matter what, Mackenzie.
Yes!
All right. I kind of wonder if we should let Pork Chop go, because he always rolls the 1.
Someone could get a 1.
I'll definitely go last then, Joe. You
okay,
roll.
Let me go here. All right, wish me luck.
Yes.
All right, come on. I'm feeling a good number. Definitely probably a 5 or a 6, and it is rolling. Oh, it's a 6! Oh, I got a another six, sucker!
How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm just so good, Mackenzie. So for sure, as of now, I will not face the box of shame tomorrow, and neither will Mackenzie.
Now it all comes down to pork chop.
This is so dumb. Like, I know I'm going to lose.
Pork chop!
Roll a one.
Roll.
Hold on. What did Liv have?
Two.
She had a two, so you need to get higher than a two. If you get a two, you guys have another roll off.
All right. Here it goes. You ready?
Turning the sound down all the way for this one. My goodness. Now, there's so many things it could be. Is there anything in particular, Liv, you're afraid to face tomorrow? Because there's the hot sauce tongue roulette challenge. There's the baby bird challenge. There's the tic-tac-toe Sharpie challenge. There's the clothespin face challenge.
Not really. If it is the baby bird, I swear on my life, if anyone feeds me dairy or gluten, they're getting punched in the balls.
What is this? Okay, so there's the baby bird. What I assume someone's going to regurgitate food into someone else's mouth.
Yeah.
I'm a total germaphobe. That is disgusting.
I'm sorry. Did you apply for the show and get on?
Thank God I didn't roll low.
I'm requesting strawberries if that is the case, because strawberries are already slimy, so maybe I won't be able to tell.
Oh, that sounds gross. Oh, in general, this sounds gross. But you know what? None of us have to worry about it except for Liv, because she's the big winner.
Do I get to request who, if I do get baby bird challenge, do I get to request who regurgitates into my mouth?
What are you going
to
go with, Mackenzie?
And I don't think Pork Chop, because he has smelly
breath. Yeah, his breath is pretty rank. I wouldn't go with that either.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You guys, he has a date coming up. Stop.
You know, I kissed someone over the weekend. They said my breath doesn't smell.
Well, they were also drunk, so who knows?
And they like you.
All right,
wanted more.
Yes, that right there is how we do Dare Dice. Aww. Make sure you listen tomorrow when we find out what Liv will actually do. She'll take on the Box of Shame here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and we've got a brand new family member. Please welcome to the show, Mackenzie.
Aw, thank you so much. Love you guys.
We're having a blast. We're actually putting a photo up of her on our Instagram so you can see how amazing she is inside and out. And give her a follow. What is your social media, too? We'll put a link on it, but what is yours?
Okay, so it's at Mackenzie Roth, MckinzieRoth.
All right, wow. Pork Chop, I'm impressed.
What?
You didn't throw your social media out there, too. He's always trying to throw it out there. But go give Mackenzie a follow and welcome her to the show.
Oh, I would love it. Thanks.
Now, something we talked about earlier on the show, but it kind of took a twist. My wife, Lindsay, was up in Michigan for a bachelorette party over the weekend, and she had a good time, but apparently they started drinking at 11 in the morning. Like, that seems early to me.
But they were day drinking.
Yeah, and apparently she's not a good day drinker like she used to be, because she ended up, like, passing out. And I guess before she passed out, she left a $120 tip with the bus driver, or, like, the little charter bus that they had. Now, here's the thing with the charter bus. They already had a really good-sized tip included. They built that in, like, every girl chipped in to pay for it. So that was taken care of. The driver was already tipped. Like, they pre-planned that. But I guess my wife, in her drunken passion, said, "Hey, let me throw out the fun money for everyone."
You're so amazing.
Yeah, let me give you a $120 tip. So
which could naturally happen. We get it.
I guess, but that was not her money to give out. And I do feel bad for the person, because the next day she called and, you know, they're like, "Yeah, we can reverse it if you like." She's like, "Yeah, please do that."
Wait, what do you mean that was not her money to give out?
It's our joint account. So it's like, we have like fun money. We give a little bit each other. We get a little bit of money each paycheck to like say, okay, if you want to go to fast food or if you want to go buy a pair of shoes, this is your money. When it's out, it's out. Then we have like our joint checking account, which we pay the bills, we save up
so
for like whatever we're doing.
That's like serious. Okay.
So this is our serious money.
Like bill paying. Account.
If this was our fun money, I'm like, well, that's your own battle. But I'm like, you're taking from me. So 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if you're like, I think it, Mackenzie, Pork Chop, and Liv are all against me this morning, saying that was wrong. You're saying that money should have never came back?
Yes, no take backs, because I see Lindsay's point, but think about the other side, that poor driver that was elated, like, wow, I did a really awesome job. I get a little extra, got the tip, and then gets the call from the boss, I was like, oh, we're taking that away. They didn't mean to tip you that much.
But isn't that person, though, by taking that tip, they're taking advantage of an intoxicated person?
Well, no, the driver didn't ask and say, hey, give me more tip, lady. She was like, oh, you're amazing, gave it away. And I just think it's no take backs when it comes to tips.
As a guy that has worked for tips like a lot, Joe, my mouth dropped when I heard that.
As a girl who tips so much all the time when she's drunk, there's no take backs. I tipped $100 one time at a bar when I was super drunk on a fraternity formal. It's not like I went stomping back in there and was like, hey, give me my $100 back. I probably only had $100 in my bank account.
I'm shocked that
it cleared.
That poor person, it bounced. Yeah. 833-563-2539. Alex, what do you think about this, the tip take back?
So I'm also a server. I work for tips. That's like my bread and butter. And I've had this same situation where I've, you know, gotten, say, $100 tip, and then they call the next day and they're like, yeah, I wanted it to be $10.
No!
Well, where I work, we tip our bussers and our food runners out. So I tip out based on my tips, not on my sales. So I tip out 30%. So out of that $100, I tipped out $30. So when they called back the next day and said, hey, I wanted it to be $10, I ended up losing $20 out of my own pocket.
Aww.
Because of that person.
That's awful.
Now, that situation sucks, Alex, but I feel like it's different with this bus driver because they still got a very good tip. They already had that like built in that the girls gave extra money for a tip. It's just my wife went rogue and threw her own money out there. So, listen, the driver still got a tip. There was no tip take back for the overall thing. It was just for that I got so drunk before I planned everything out and spent the $120.
Yeah, I get that, but I agree with everyone else. No take back. I've over-tipped like that on my own, too, and it's just something you got to live with.
Here's the way I figure. I just think it's karma. I think you could have let it be. And then it's going to come back to you in some other way.
Oh.
That's what I believe.
Trust me,
Mackenzie. Put good out, it's going to come back.
You've never been in my life, but that's never the kind of karma that we receive in the Pesh household.
He could have spent that money already. Like, he could have, you know, went out that night, spent it, took his significant other out for dinner, or he could have, like, paid a bill that's been, like, overdue for a while online. Like, he could have already spent that $120 that night.
I think that's an extreme possibility. I'd say most likely
they
didn't.
I don't think so at all. When I was in the restaurant business, I would always spend, like, whatever I made in tips, I had to put towards, like, bills and things, like, right away.
And then you're like, yay! And then, what a bummer. Boo.
Hey, DJ, you're on the show. What's up? What you want to say?
Hey, Joe. So, just a little argument to have. So, you know, say while you was out drinking with your buddy Chad this weekend, say you got into a fight with somebody and then you get locked up. Do you think they should let you go because you were drunk?
No, I don't think if I physically assault somebody, like, that should be let go.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking nothing about Lindley, but, you know, at some point you got to know how to control your alcohol to not do stupid stuff when you're drunk.
That's true. That's a great argument. Like, how many times can you use that for an excuse? Or when is it acceptable and not? Because, you know, if she had maybe smooched someone, I don't know. I'm not just saying. Or
are
she
you
did something
accusing
and was like,
my wife Lindsay of cheating on
no,
me on a
never.
Bachelorette party?
But those type of things, you know, it depends. What can you blame on being, oh, I was just intoxicated, and what can you not?
Okay, you guys are really going
extreme
here. No, I know
Lindsay would
here.
Never.
Get off the jump to conclusions, Matt. Katessa, we'll wrap things up with you. Hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I think that your wife should just let the driver keep the tip and just paid you back for it since you guys were sharing the money.
You know, I'm not opposed to that idea. Like, trust me, I feel guilty. Like, I feel like the driver, like, that sucks for them. But at the same time, it's like, that's my money and I got bills to pay too. So I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, she said your wife should have paid you back, Joe. So
but
you
do you guys pay each other back in a relationship?
No, I mean, well, if we spend something that we're not supposed to, like when I get sour Skittles, which are my addiction, and I put that on the joint account, she's like, You
so
better
you
put that back in the fund money
back?
Account.
Oh, I see. You just have to refill the account.
You got to fix the account. You got to make the balance right.
I feel like we should make one of the dares in the box of dares, like tip $500 and then ask to take it back the next day. And we'll make sure.
Make sure Joe will bring it.
I think I'll put like 100 in there that say that.
I think there's only two of us on the show that I could actually even do that, but we'll have to give that a go. All right. Well, thanks for all the negative feedback. Can't wait to go home and talk to my wife about this one.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, we all do. Let's get to it. Brad Paisley will not be back. So Carrie Underwood is slated once again to host the Country Music Awards, but not with her partner in crime for the past 10 years.
That is a long time.
Right. They've been together. It was fun for Song of the Day earlier today. We all had country music picks for tearjerkers, so I thought this was appropriate. Brad Paisley, he's taken a break this year. Instead, guest hosts will include Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire, along with Carrie Underwood, hosting on November 13th. What do we think of this? All the ladies taking the show.
Nothing wrong with women doing the thing. It's just those two together were so amazing. It'll be good, but it will not be the same thing. I just love the way they worked off each other. They were so good.
Right, but you feel like for so long, you're like, okay, are they ever going to change it up? Because it has been them for a long time.
But here's the thing. If you like something, Mackenzie, think of all the things we watch and consume and listen to.
True.
If you like it, you don't mind if it's the same regurgitated thing year after year after year.
That is true. But I just love Dolly Parton, so I'm fine.
I really liked it.
Nominees will be announced next week. Well, here's some big news. Logic is expecting a baby boy, and he just made this announcement.
And I'm having a little baby. Surprise, it's a little baby boy.
Aw, yes. So he was doing like a freestyle rap video for No Pressure, and he just dropped, hey, I'm having a baby boy. It's his first kid, although he doesn't say who the mama is, but he's very, very excited. And he is he's reportedly married to this designer, Brittany, so we assume it's hers, but he wouldn't confirm, which is weird. But
it could be any one of my fans. Find out in 9 months.
Dot, dot, dot. We shall see. This is crazy. Have you ever done anything wild to get a job?
No. I've begged. I've been desperate. Like, I created a website, like, hey, why should hire me?
Oh, that's
cool. For radio, like, way back in the day, but.
And did it work?
It did.
You're here today.
They made that mistake, and here I am now. So I guess it's a little crazy, but what do you got?
Well, this is cool. This actress, Raquel Bailey, did a billboard to catch Tyler Perry's attention, and it worked. She got the gig. It's a new TV project he's working on for BET. It's called Sistas. And first of all, Tyler Perry was kind of scolding her, like, don't go the billboard route. That's cheesy. But then it really worked. It went viral, caught attention. Casting directors loved her, and she got the gig. Made herself a billboard.
I think that's awesome.
Yes.
I think that's great. I want to know where she got the money for that, though. Oh, my.
Right?
They're expensive.
You got to get attention somehow. Well, Tracy Morgan, this is awesome. He is joining Eddie Murphy in the Coming to America sequel.
Mr. McDowell.
What is it?
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, you want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
That's an old movie, but it's such a classic. I really think people should check it out
coming
if you've not.
Coming to America, it's like an 80s movie, but it's coming back so a lot. Obviously, reintroduced to a whole new generation. Wesley Snipes, Leslie Jones, Kiki Layne, also new cast members will be joining. Of course, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and James Earl Jones. This is going to be so good. Cannot wait for that. It has a December 18th, 2020 release date.
All right, that is The Garbage, Mackenzie. Thank you so much. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Welcome to the show, Mackenzie. So glad to have you here.
Thank you. I love being here. This is such a blast. This is where my radio career began, and it feels great. It's like riding a bike.
Woohoo!
Woo! Yeah.
Well, I had a bad incident on a bike, but I'm glad it went better for you. I still use training wheels. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree. Porkchop has a situation going on, and I would kind of like him to explain it. And if you can relate at all to this, the number to call in, 833-563-2539. So from what I've heard, you're going to a wedding soon, which that sounds exciting, but
yes. But
you're kind of nervous to go. Why?
Yeah, so I was scrolling on Facebook the other day, and I saw my sister made a post, and it says, got the plane ticket, going to New Jersey for the wedding in 2 weeks.
Now, is this an older sister or younger?
My sister's 3 years older than me.
Okay.
And the reason that this caught my eye is because I have not talked to my sister in about 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Falling out? What happened?
So 3 years ago, I don't see... I don't think my parents know this story, so I kind of hope they're not listening because I think they'll be pretty upset.
They're probably not. Go on.
They probably are, but I'm glad you think that.
We just want to hear the story. Okay, go on.
So 3 years ago is when I came out.
Okay.
Now, my sister and I had a very close relationship. Like, we were cool. We had no problems. I think our biggest fight is when I was younger, my mom blocked MTV, and my sister figured out the password, and my sister ticked me off one day, so I told my mom. I was like, Mom, Autumn knows the password.
Oh, what a little snitch.
Man.
And that was,
so that explains why you haven't spoken. No.
Right. No. Okay. So that was probably our biggest fight. But so she actually knew before my parents that I had a boyfriend.
Did you tell her? Did she see your boyfriend?
So me and my boyfriend lived in San Diego, California. My sister did as well.
Okay.
So it kind of just like, you know, it's like, great. We live in the same town. Of course, we're going to see each other. You're going to come over. It's like, hey, surprise, I have a boyfriend. And she was totally fine with it.
Okay.
And she was fine with it for years. You know, she came over. Things are great. But fast forward to when I wanted to tell my parents, she was like, you cannot tell our parents.
Why did she not want pork chop? Why did she not want you to tell your parents that you were gay or bisexual?
They're very religious, very, you know, conservative, very, you know, just traditional.
What were her reasons, though? Which, I mean, obviously, they're going to find out eventually. You don't want to hide.
Some of her points were valid.
Like?
We just weren't sure how my parents were going to take it. They are slightly older. Like, you know, I'm 30 years old. So in your head, you might guess, oh, you know, maybe your parents are 55 or 60 or 65. No, they're just about to like 69.
Okay. So,
they're, you know, slightly older generation. And my sister is just very fearful and very worried about how they would take it. So I told my sister, like, we kind of went back and forth for quite a while. And it got to the point where I was like, look, like, I'm going to tell them. Like, I talked to a lot of pastors. I got a lot of advice. I was very concerned. And I said, look, I'm going to tell them. And we went back and forth a little more. And I got to the point where I was like, Autumn, do you realize that, like, kids, they take their own lives because they can't deal with it, you know, this
right.
life of hiding or this life of just, you know, always being made fun of or, you know, anything.
Just being
like,
untrue to yourself. You just want to be your authentic self. And your family should love you and accept you.
Yeah, and she kind of laughed at that.
Hmm.
And I was like, no, like, I'm being serious. And then she was like, look, if you tell them, I'm never going to talk to you again. And then I said something I can't say on the radio. And I was like, too late. I'm already not going to ever talk to you ever again.
But how, I almost want to say, and with all respect to your sister, but how dare she? That's a decision for you to make to tell your parents.
Right. I mean, one of my big things is there's always two sides to every story, and I hate that I've got the microphone so I could tell my side. So I will say that she has some, what's the word, validity?
Was she scared they would cut you off? Was she scared it would cause just a rift in the entire
validity
family?
Validity would mean that she actually has some valid points,
yes.
Which I wish she would call in at 833-563-2539 and share that, because I don't understand how there's any validity to having somebody not be them true selves and share with their family and live in the closet and, as you brought up, like so many people do, feel guilt and shame for being who you truly are. I would love to hear those valid points.
We were just worried how they would take it. Like, they may not take it in a good way.
Well,
like,
how
like,
did they
like
take
have
it?
A heart attack or something? Like, my son's a gay. Oh, no.
I mean, yeah, that's one option.
How did it go down? Did you tell them together? When you told them?
Yes. I mean, my mom actually did know a little bit before,
mm-hmm.
but I did tell my dad, and it was like a huge weight off my shoulders.
Right.
But it went okay. It didn't go perfect. I found out one of his big things is, you know, like I said, my parents are very religious, and he's like, look, I'm just concerned for your salvation, meaning like, you know, they believe in heaven, and I said, you know, it's a whole religious conversation.
Got
I said,
"What?
This is what I told him. I was like, look, Dad, like, me and God are cool. Like,
right.
You know, I talk with him. He talks with me. God is love. He knows I know that. So, well, you know, go from there.
Now, do you feel comfortable bringing, like, a boyfriend around them?
Now I do, yeah.
Now you do. Okay.
Yeah.
But then it was probably new.
Yeah, my ex, we didn't go back to New Jersey that much, so he didn't see him that much.
But you haven't spoken to your sister
right.
in 3 years. So when you told your parents, that was it. she followed through.
Yeah, I have not talked to her since. Actually, that's a lie. My mom asked that I text her on her birthday, so I did, and she didn't write back. My birthday was a week later. Nothing.
Wow, so no response.
You were the bigger person, though, and you reached out. Even a happy birthday. You were extending that olive branch. That was awesome.
833-563-2539. Porkchop, thanks for sharing that personal story. But I got to imagine people can relate, whether it has to do with the relationship or coming out. Just in general, something happened. Something went wrong. And for whatever reason, you're just not talking. You're holding your ground. And that is a long time. Let's go to Abraham. He's actually calling in 833-563-2539. Abraham, who are you not talking to, first of all?
Well, I'm not talking to my older brother, and it's been about 5 years.
Five years.
Now, what happened that you and your older brother have not talked in 5 years?
Well, see, back in 2014, I was doing stuff, you know, in the house that was green, and you light it up.
Okay, I've heard of that before.
We're picking up what you're laying down there. All right, yeah, continue.
You know, and so I was doing that. I had my own place to live. It was the family home. So my family, everyone had a key to the house. No biggie. No one crossed the line of being coming in without knocking. Then one night, he just goes into my home and steals all my equipment, all the green stuff, everything, destroys it. And it was totaled up to be about $500 worth of stuff.
So for $500, and I'm not saying you're wrong, Abraham, but $500 has caused you not to have a communication or relationship with your brother.
It wasn't the $500. It was the fact that this man never talked to me about him having a problem with it. He used his house key to break into my home and destroy the stuff that belonged to me. And still to this day denies all of it. And does not want to own up to it. It's very frustrating. I felt betrayed, stabbed in the back. Like, this is family. If you have a problem with family, you should come up and say something, not take actions without talking first.
Have you ever thought about reaching out and stopped yourself?
I have. And he says I didn't do it. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, what?
Denies it to this day.
Do you think, Abraham, and I'm not saying you're wrong, do you think maybe you just to be the bigger man, because who knows when one of your guys' last day could come up, do you think maybe it's worth his burying the hatchet, even though he'll never show remorse and never admit what he did was wrong?
Nah, I'm good.
Like, you're good.
Until you admit it, until you say you're sorry, that's all I want. Like, don't talk to me. Like, you literally betrayed me. You stabbed me in the back, and the dagger is still there.
Wow.
Let me ask you something. Could you say, agree to disagree, I love you, and let's move on? Because that's the move I always go to. I always try to just be like, look, we're not going to agree. You're not going to admit it. You're not going to say you're sorry. But, like, I love you, and, like, can we move forward?
I love my brother. If he needs anything, I'll be there for him. But as far as everything else, I need this. This is what's holding me back from him. And he's just letting it be.
All right, Abraham, I appreciate you calling in this morning. And I know it sounds wrong, but I feel like for him, because it sounds like he's holding a lot more than his brother is, he just has to, like, forgive him, which is wrong. I'm like, no, I'm not forgiving him, because his brother did everything wrong. But it's like, man, I don't think his brother's going to budge.
Right.
I don't think his brother cares.
And if you do forgive, which I highly recommend, it's for you. It's not for him. It's just so you don't have to hold that. Because if that apology never comes, I hate for you guys to never, ever have a relationship.
All right. Hey, I want to get to some more people. 833-563-2539. Jackie, if you can hang on, I want to get to you and anybody else. 833-563-2539. Who have you not talked to, and how long has it been? What happened? Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Got myself Joe McKenzie here on the show. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer Lenny Bree. And man, we might need some tissues for this one.
Oh,
didn't know what happened, but Pork Chop, thank you for being so honest and open. That's what I love about the show, is sharing our lives. He is excited, at least he was, to go to a wedding in a few weeks. But then he saw yesterday online that his sister is also going to the wedding. Well, he hasn't talked to his sister in 3 years. They had a falling out. And we're kind of wondering at 833-563-2539, what happened? What was the fallout? And who are you not talking to, and how long has it been? Let's go to Bobo this morning. Hey, thanks for calling in, Bobo. What happened?
All right. About 16 years ago, I used to work with my uncle, and I had my first child. Well, my uncle had stole the mother of my child from me by saying a bunch of stuff that was untrue, and I haven't seen my son in 16 years.
Oh, my God. So, wait, did they run off together?
Yes.
Dude.
Your uncle stole your baby mama?
Stole her.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
Are they still together?
Yes.
Dude,
Bobo. So I have not talked to my uncle or my son or the mother of my child in 16 years.
Does your son think that he's the dad?
No, my son is 19 years old now, but because of all the lies that were said about me, my son does not want anything to do with me. He's 19.
Dude, Bobo, you're crushing me this morning, man. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I feel like we're in Maury Povich. I mean, this is
no
crazy.
No kidding. Well, Bobo, man, I don't know what else to say, but thank you for sharing that. And that absolutely sucks. I wish the best for you, man, and I hope that eventually, at the very least, you can have a chance to later in life reconnect with your 19-year-old son, because there's still plenty of time to go. Jackie, thanks for hanging on. You're on the show. What do you want to say?
Hi, I have a little brother who he told me that he was gay, like, I'm going to say about 5 years ago. He is just now around 18. So, I mean, he's known for a good majority of his, we're going to call it adult life. And he told me and confided in me, and he was really worried about telling mom and dad because we're both adopted, and our adopted family are very, very, very strict Christians. And, like, they're almost Pentecostal, okay? So, like, you can't go to doctors, you can't cut your hair, any of that.
Wow, and, okay, that's very strict.
Yeah, it was very strict. And coming from the household we were living in, it was a shock. Anyway, so he was absolutely petrified on how they were going to respond. And I kind of was trying to, like, hint at it, you know, like, man, you know, his haircut kind of looks a little gay. And, like,
what
I wasn't
do you mean?
Saying it as to be mean.
Hinted at.
So you were just trying to baby step it in, so when he
right.
did.
Right, because there wasn't any other way to do that.
Got it.
I didn't
okay.
know, you know.
Wow, that was very subtle.
Aww.
His haircut looks a bit gay, don't you think?
Were they receptive to that? Did they get what you were trying to do there?
Well, I don't think that my dad did. My mom did a couple of times. She was like, why would you say that? And I was like, well, about that. And then I would just kind of, like, move the conversation on.
You were, like, trying to foreshadow for them. Foreshadowing.
No. Hey, Michelle, thank you for the call. Jackie, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Michelle real quick. We'll wrap it up with her. Michelle, who did you have a fight with, and how long's it been?
Well, I want to start off by saying, you know, if anybody's ever in any fights with your siblings, you know, don't take them for granted. Because my sister and I were in a fight, and 2 years ago, the last things that we said to each other was, I'll never need you. Well, she ended up having some rare heart problem, and she died.
Oh, my gosh.
And those were the last things we said to each other, so.
And what do you wish you could have said if you had that chance?
Well, I would have told her that I was sorry. I mean, we were fighting over something so stupid in hindsight. You know, we were just butting heads, and things got out of control, and you never know when somebody's not going to be around anymore. So, mm-hmm. you know, no matter how harsh of feelings you have, you should never, you know, you should try to steer away from saying hurtful stuff.
Have you been able to forgive yourself for that, Michelle?
No.
Well, you need to. I mean, I know it's easy to say over the radio, but, I mean, obviously, I'm sure your sister was here today. She'd be like, stop beating yourself up over that. And I think the fact that you're calling in and trying to share that with everybody listening from a lesson you learned, I think she'd appreciate that, too. But you bring up a great point, Michelle, and thank you for your call.
Yeah.
You never know when it is. So, I mean, Porkchop, you want to apologize for all the fighting we've been having lately? Because today could be my last day, dude. Do you want to apologize?
It could be anyone's last day.
Joe, I'm sorry. I love you.
Oh, they're hugging. This is a moment. You can't see
it. Okay, what are you doing? Dude, you're sweaty.
Wow.
Stop. All right, hey.
You guys really like each other.
Well, hang on. I'm married. Well, they say you're supposed to be nice to people, you know, especially new friends you got, but I think that's all about to be thrown out the window. Hey, it's Joe.
Great.
That voice you hear right there sounding friendly, but I want to see her dark side. I want to bring out the evil in Mackenzie when we play Catchphrase. By the way, welcome to the show. Mackenzie is the newest addition.
Thank you.
You might have heard her back in the day on Radio Now. You might have seen her in TV ads. She does them in Indy here. You can see them for Andy Moore, but they're all across the country, depending on where you've lived at, that you might have seen her. But we're so glad that you're here.
It's great to be back. I started my radio career here, so you guys are awesome.
And now she came back to end it.
Dun, dun, dun.
For real, though, if you want to check Mackenzie out, we definitely want to have you welcome her to the show. Go drop a nice comment on her Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. You can also follow her there. There should be a link set up on that. It's Radio Now AM Show. All right, so you like catchphrase.
I love catchphrase. This is my game. I love it.
All right, cool.
Thrilling.
Well, check it out. We're going to get some teammates here. We've got some people that are going to try to play for a Blu-ray combo pack to win John Wick 3 starring Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry. It's available for digital download available digitally August 23rd, DVD and on demand on September 10th.
I can't believe there's three of those. That's
hey,
cool.
Man. Keanu Reeves is a busy dude.
Yeah, he is.
All right, let's go and let's get our teammates this morning. Elizabeth, you are going to be on Team Mackenzie.
Yes!
Yeah.
Elizabeth, my first day. This is a big deal. I feel like our team name should be Macbeth.
I love that.
Okay.
Did you think of that the whole time, or did that just come out of nowhere?
Macbeth. Mackenzie and Elizabeth. We got this, girl.
All right. Well, I got to pull something out of nowhere. My teammate is not my wife, but it sounds just as nice. Lindsay. I will call Joe and Lindsay Jolins.
Stop copying us.
All right. That one did not have the same warm reception. All right, Pork Chop, you got the little sheet in front of you? I want you to be the official dude. Do you want to explain how we're going to actually make catchphrase work this morning?
So basically, Mackenzie and Joe have a list of words in front of them. They need you, Elizabeth and Lindsay, to get as many words right as possible on that list. The one who gets the most right wins. You do get to use one pass. So if the word's too hard for you, just say pass and you'll go on to the next one, but you can only do that once. In the event of a tie, I will give the instructions.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm not worried about that this morning, Lindsay.
I will give it to the lady team.
Okay, so I always offer up lady's choice, that being Mackenzie. Would you like to go first with Elizabeth, or do you want me and Lindsay to show you how to win?
I'm going
to
ask my beautiful teammate. Elizabeth, you want to go first or second?
Yeah, let's go first.
Okay.
Tricked him. It's always hard to be first. You
Joe,
fell into it.
You're so evil.
I know.
Is the timer ready?
Catchphrase turns you into a bad person.
Okay.
Was that a laptop firing up? I'm just wondering about that awesome sound in the background. All right.
I feel like I want to hold the paper. I won't flip it over until we're ready.
Okay. All right. Mackenzie and Elizabeth are about to play. That means Lindsay, you got to be quiet in the background. Are you ready, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Mackenzie and Elizabeth, you will catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
When you say hi to someone, you might say...
Hello?
Yes. When you work somewhere, you're formally known as a...
Employee.
Yes. Ooh, the weather... The 7-day lookout is a...
Ooh.
Oh, when I'm saying hi or bye to someone and I'm flapping my hand, I'm...
Waving.
Yes. Okay, when I go to a big concert or something like that, it's a big... Another word for like a big happening.
A big event?
Yes. Ooh, I don't like to talk a lot. I sit in the corner. I'm very...
Shy.
Yes. These go on windows. Drapery.
Curtain?
Yes! Woo!
Wait, keep going, there's
okay,
more.
Okay, like Star, Cosmo, these are...
The
Cosmopolitan.
Galaxy?
Cosmopolitan, InStyle.
Space?
Magazine. That! We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
And you passed on forecast. She said the 7-day, weather. You could have said forecast.
You killed it, woman. You killed it! 6! That's awesome!
Thanks.
To tell you, there are only 8 on the page, so.
Ooh.
This thing did it. Okay.
All right. Lindsay.
You guys have to get 7.
I think we can do it. Honestly, it's kind of weird now.
So.
Now I kind of feel nervous. I got like the nervous burps.
The nervous burps. And better than the alternative,
by the
I guess.
Way, Joe likes to complain that his words were harder. So for everyone listening, I just want to know I kept shuffling the papers.
He really did.
Shuffled them 100 times.
Give me my sheet so I can win this thing. Okay, Mackenzie and Elizabeth, please be quiet in the background. And
no heckling, I guess.
Well, you can do a little after it's done. Lindsay, are you ready?
Yes.
Just guess. That's all you got to do. We'll pass one time. Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, catchphrase. Okay, you get this as a package. Internet and? You watch shows online.
Netflix.
Yeah, but what do you have
Wi-Fi.
That? What's that called, though? What do you have it? Like, to watch TV, you need to have this.
A TV. A bundle. I mean...
But what is that, though? It's the blank company.
An internet company?
Yes. It's like how you get TV. Some people watch TV over the air. Other people have Dish. Other people have...
Xfinity.
What is that?
I...
a phone company.
Skip. Okay. Hey, I need you to hurry up. Get to the... It's the end of something really sharp.
The knife?
Yeah, but what is it? The very end, what is that called?
A point?
Yes, there we go. Thank God we didn't get shut out. Hey, if you have to keep somebody quiet, you can't let them say what they want to say. You have to do what?
Hush them.
Oh, God. Hold on. Who snorted?
That snorting is Pork Chop.
What are you snorting about?
It's so funny.
I got every single one of the other ones in my head that the other girl did. So we should have just gone first.
I think you should have picked a different partner, Lindsay.
Wait. What do you mean about different partner? What would you have said for the word which was cable?
Lindsay said she got all of Elizabeth and I's words.
You started describing like internet and stuff. Like,
yeah, internet and cable. It's a bundle.
Right.
Yeah.
But
have you never had somebody try to sell you an internet bundle?
I mean,
I'm 25 years old.
Oh, God. I'm a few years older than you. Sorry, Grandpa Joe
Team
here.
Team McBeth dominated. Congrats, Elizabeth.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Way to go.
Thank you for making my first day glorious.
Lindsay, good try. Okay, Lindsay, I love her, but that was
terrible. Did you just hang up on her?
No, I just put her on. I put her on hold.
I feel so bad. You're like, bye, Lindsay.
No. Like, I love Lindsay, but wow, that was rough.
Aww.
That was
really. Hey, at least you got on the board.
Hey,
you did
what,
get one.
You know what we don't have for you right now, but you'll need to look into the future, even though it'll probably never happen again. You need a victory song, a song to play, like the little hook of when you win. So,
catchphrase is awesome.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Just not today, but hey, congratulations going out to Elizabeth! She gets that Blu-ray combo pack for John Wick 3, starring Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry, available digitally August 23rd, and DVD and on-demand September 10th, and by then, maybe me and Lindsay can finish our words. I don't know if that'll give us enough time, but...
I'll never forget Elizabeth, my first day, my first victory.
I'll never forget Lindsay. One of the most painful losses I've ever experienced in my life. Lindsay, I love you. Please listen. Oh yeah, that's how you do a little show. Hey, it is Joe, the Radio Now Morning Show, welcoming again Mackenzie. How was your first day?
It was amazing. Thank you guys for being so welcoming and warm. It's just so cool because I started my radio career here at Radio Now. It's come full circle. Feels great to be back.
We're so glad to have you here. Also, kind of wondering, what is your plan for today? It's something we do at the end. We kind of see what's, going to happen over the next 24 hours.
Ooh, well, I am going to do some girly stuff. I have a wax appointment. Joe, you're welcome to come because I know you're hairy.
Not to get personal, but where are you waxing?
Well, eyebrows. Okay. This time around.
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson! Okay. So that's real exciting. And then I just have errands to run, all the things. What about you guys?
Well, for me, I'm just going to go chill with my boys, Benny and Paddington. I think we're supposed to get some storms, possibly with some severe winds later this afternoon again. So if I can get home and hang out with Benny and Paddington, take them for a walk, I might try to get in some disc golf. I'm sounding really bored and repetitive, but I like it. I get in my 10,000 steps a day I need, and I get to go kind of be competitive. And I'm an old man now. I realize that now, live on the air.
Great.
I am old as can be.
Now, inclement weather, like when will you call it that you will not do?
I think when the lightning's striking me.
Okay, so if a little rain doesn't deter you.
As long as it's not, but the wind's coming. It might help my throw, but I don't know. It might hurt it. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
I have to let my boyfriend's dog out and feed him because he is in Las Vegas right now for a work conference, and he finally gave me a key to his house, which one is big deal.
That's a big step.
Where has that been all show? That's a...
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
And...
Are you going to snoop?
What?
At all? Are you going to snoop?
No.
Whose underwear is this?
He's not hiding anything. He's too big of an idiot. He wouldn't even think of that.
That's
and
love.
Then I have work later tonight.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Well, hey, have fun doing the Lord's work. And Pork Chop, what about you, man? What do you got going on?
I forgot to tell you guys during the entire show today that it's exactly 1 year ago today that I was waking up from surgery.
Wow.
Not to get personal, but what kind of surgery did you have done?
I told you guys, I had to have three of my parathyroids removed.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, and the surgeon they said this can happen. He accidentally bumped my vocal cords, and I lost my voice for 2 whole months.
What was
this
guy?
That's why you don't find a surgeon on Craigslist, Pork Chop. We've told
you
this.
No, I found one of the best in Michigan.
He used a Groupon.
Well, let's see how good he is. Let's see how good he is. Let's hear Pork Chop a year ago.
Time to run inside.
Like, that was my voice 2 weeks
after
surgery.
That's the best surgeon there is?
Time to run inside.
Oh, man, I hate to find the guy that said he played Operation. Oh, I'm pretty good at operation. I haven't messed up in a long time. Well, dude, we're glad you're feeling good. We're glad you're doing healthy. And
yes.
So glad that your voice doesn't sound like this.
Time to run inside.
Horrific.
Hey, guys, we got to wrap up the show. All right, it's Pork Chop. All right, well, listen, we can't do any of that unless we say goodbye. I love you, dude. I'm sorry. Unless we say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop.
Time to run inside.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.